gives a warm welcome. Nice to come along. I pray that we'll all be richly blessed in the Word of God. We go, it's a chapter that we all know very well, and I think the last few months it's been spoken here, and I really enjoy it, and that's why I'm bringing it to mind again. It's John's Gospel chapter 10. Gospel of John chapter 10. I would just like to say, before we start, for those that have joined us, that and ask you a question. Do you know the Good Shepherd? I don't want to ask you, do you know about him? I want to ask you, do you personally know him? See, the Jews were waiting for the Messiah to come. We're told in John 10 and 24, they said, "Tell us plainly, if thou be the Christ." Tell us plainly if thou be the Christ, the Anointed One. In the Greek, it's Jehovah is salvation. John 3:16 tells us this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might be saved him." So there we have God, the person. And then we have the love that he proclaims. And then we have the whosoever, the people. And then we have the promise shall not perish. We're coming to John 10, and I want you to draw to your mind before we even go through it, because we'll not be jumping from anywhere to anywhere. I'm announcing the verse and chapter, or the chapter and verse. In John chapter 10, we have strangers, we have thieves, we have robbers. We have the porter, we have the hireman. We have the good shepherd, and we have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the sheepfold, and we have the door. And I want you to try to remember those things as we go through it. That it may bring to your mind. So I'm going to read from verse 10 to verse 31. I'm sorry it's a long bit, reading, but I make no apologies for that. "Verily I say unto you, he that entereth by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear the voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what the things which he spake unto them. And then Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, but by me, if any man enter in, shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeing the wolf cometh, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he's a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. And as the Father knoweth me, even so I know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep have I which are not of this fold. Them I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This commandment I have received of my Father. There was divisions therefore among them, among the Jews, for these sayings. And many of them said, he has a devil and is mad. Why ye hear him? Others said, they are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem on the feast of the dedication, and it was in winter. And Jesus walked into the temple of Solomon's port. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep. And as I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. May the Lord bless and even his word. Maybe this, I ask the Lord to help. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you for your word, for your word is truth. And now we commit it into your hand for the clear lips, Father. May you get the glory, the honour, praise. For we seek nothing of ourselves to uplift thy Son. To thank you, Father, for what thou hast done and what thou hast given. We ask it in the name of our Saviour and Lord, the one that's name is above all names, the name of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In John 10 and 16, it tells us, when you trust the good shepherd, he leads you out of the wrong fold into the right fold. Ironside says, when I was reading them, the word of fold should be flock, because Judaism was a fold with a circumference without a centre. But those that are in Christ is a flock where we have a centre. Without a circumference, we have no wall about us. But we are gathered about him, our good shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, is indeed our good shepherd, and unto him shall the gathering of his people be. So God's people are his flock. And as I said earlier on, those that are listening in this morning, are you one of God's flock this morning? Strangers. See, the Lord was saying to them, beware. He was warning them of dangers that would come in. They'd be strangers. The unqualified. There'd be thieves, false speakers, false messiahs. There'd be robbers, self-constrained teachers. There'd be wolves in sheep's clothing. The sheepfold would speak of the church or the assembly. The porter, as we have read, speaks of the acts of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit let the sheep out to the good shepherd. You know, the hireling. Now the hireling is a boy I'm going to leave for an hour wee while yet. So we find in 16, 14 and 15 the good shepherd. I'm sure you've heard of the Lord, my shepherd, which is very well known throughout the world. But is he really your shepherd? Do you really know him? We have a good shepherd. We have a great shepherd. And we have a chief shepherd. And he is the Lord Jesus Christ that giveth his life for the sheep. We find 27, he speaks to the sheep. And how does he speak to the sheep? Through his word. How did you come to be one of his sheep? You heard his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In verse 28 and 29, we find he protects the sheep. Oh yes, he protects you all right. But sadly today, there's no fear of God in mankind today. Not even among the saints, there's not that fear that should be. And so I would like to bring to you some thoughts that the Lord has passed not only to you, but to me as well. And 1:5 and 10, verily I say unto you, he that entereth by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Verse 5, a stranger will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. Friends, this morning, if somebody came in here and started to preach or teach to this assembly here, we would soon find out whether he'd be a stranger or not. Amen. And I often wonder, brothers and sisters, why the Lord tamed the Pharisees and the scribes as he did. He said, "Woe unto you scribes, ye Pharisees, ye hypocrites. For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourself, or neither suffer them that are entered in to go in." That's in Matthew 22:23, verse 13. But you'll find in Luke 11, as we must always compare scripture with scripture, "Woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You enter not in yourself, and they that were entering in, you hindered." You go in and ask the different people, the men we call us on, men that are classed as men of God, and they hinder. They don't encourage. They compromise the word of God. They're hindering. They're stopping the people to hear the word of God properly and to come in. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ, he wants you to be one of the flock. There is nothing more offensive to the Lord than false teachers and prophets and shepherds. He hates them. We find there's a faithless shepherd, and that was with Israel. Ezekiel tells us in 34:1-4. We find that there's woe to the idol shepherd. Zechariah 11 verse 17. The idol shepherd that leaveth the flock. That is the Antichrist, who will agree to protect the sheep, the Israel. But what does he do? He breaks his promise. The Lord Jesus Christ never breaks his word. See, when you break your promise or break your word, when you reject the truth, it's easier to accept falsehood. Very easy. In John chapter 5, this is the only place I'm going to ask you to come with me. To John chapter 5. Just to get the point. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not the honour from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honour one of another, and seek not the honour that cometh from God only? Do you not think I will accuse you to the Father, that in this one that accuses you, even Moses, whom you trusted? For you believe Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But here's what they were going to do. But you believe not his writings. How shall you believe my words? You'll find further down in the next chapter that we're going to stone him. If the Lord came back now, would they not stone him? The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. You'll find in chapter 8, Sorry, chapter 9. The blind man. The blind man was put out of the synagogue. When he tried to explain how he was seen, he got his sight. And because he questions the so-called men of God, they put him out. Who are you, they say, to tell us? It says in verse 32, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one born blind? If this man was not God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou was altogether born in sins. How dost thou teach us? And they cast them out. They were false. They were false teachers. And that's what's happening in our world today. Nobody believes the word of God now. And sadly, in our part, truthful, we're not being what we should be. And when they heard, and when Jesus, it says in 35, and Jesus heard, they cast him out. What did they do? He went and found him. And he said unto him, does thou believe on the Son of God? Yeah. There's a lost sheep that he went to find. Just the same as you and I were lost sheep. And what did he say? Jesus said, thou hast been both. He answered and said, who is he that Lord might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Brothers and sisters, this morning, what a wonderful Saviour we have this morning. Amen. The shepherd of the sheep. But I was amazed when I was reading about the hiring. I was reading W.A. Pink and a wee bit of this. And hear what he says. He says a hiring is a mercenary that has no impulse than lust of lucre. All he thinks is money. He says this, man does what he does because he is. Man does what he does because he is what he is. There's a rigid consistency between character and conduct. We sin because we're sinners. We still sin because, although we're saved, but thank the Lord we can come to that throne of grace. We were sinners because we sinned because we were sinners. Because Scripture tells us all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Pink tells us the drunkard drinks because he's a drunkard. Bert can quote for that. I can quote for it. As others can say the same. But he is a drunkard before he drinks to excess. The liar lies because he's a liar. Even before he tells a lie. The thief steals because he's a thief. The hireling fleeth because he's a hireling. You see, it was the flight
that demonstrated the man. When he seen trouble, he was off. It should have been about him. He was only looking after it. But once any wild animal came in the scene, I'm off. But if that was with your sheep, what would you have done? You would have protected it. The Christian, the born again Christian, acts as a Christian because he is a Christian. But a man must be a Christian before he can live the life of a Christian. And how does he get that? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things become new. Friends, we sin because we were sinners. But by the grace of God and the mercy, he took us in. And 10 verse 16, look at that one there with me. 10 verse 16. And other sheep have I, which are not of this fold, them I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. We find verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 16, and verse 67, 27, we find the word voice, to hear his voice. We've all heard his voice. Someone wrote, and I often quote this here, brothers and sisters, there are many churches and religions. There's only one flock. And there's only one shepherd. Amen. See, Paul speaks in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5 and 6. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who's above all, and through all, and in you all. But let us rephrase that and bring that out a wee bit more. To those that haven't heard his voice yet, one Lord is the object of faith. One faith is centered on the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody else. Not Mary, not anybody else. Not the Pope, nothing. Not the fellow with a collar around his neck. It's not. One baptism, that is of the Holy Spirit. And what is the result of all this? It's marvellous. And it's of God, one God, and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. Faith in the blood of Christ, our Saviour and Lord, brings us remission of sin. See, religion is man-made. It's man seeking God. The gospel is God seeking man. Amen. There are many religions, but only one gospel. In Matthew 6 and 33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen. We're told to take no thought for tomorrow. In verse 9, Jesus said, "I am the door." There's only one way to heaven. It's through that door, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation 3 and 20, the church of Laodicea, it says this, and you all know it well. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and any man hear my voice and open the door. I have come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Why? Why did he say that? Why was he doing this? Because he was outside. He was outside the door. He wasn't inside. They didn't need him. The church was all right. They had plenty. They did everything they needed. But they didn't have Christ. He was outside the door. And how many people are like that? That was a church. And they were outside. They had the master outside the door. Let me say to you, listening in tonight, this morning, let us apply that to your heart. Your heart's the door. Will you open it to the Good Shepherd? Not asking you to open it to me or anybody here. We're asking you to open it to the Good Shepherd. Why are we so concerned? Because we love you. God loves you. He wants you to be one of his sheep. I'd like to finish our time this morning in verses 3 and 4, if you just read them with me. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. He calls us by name. He knows your name. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I'm not a farmer, but we live in a farming community, and we see the sheep out in the highway, out in the fields. And you can see the farmer is out and he's talking to them, and they're following him. They know him. They know his voice. Friends, whether we've green pastures or still waters or mountains high or difficult roads to our feet or trying times to try our strengths, whatever we've got, as we chorus, we sing here. I know you smile at it. My Lord knows a way through the wilderness. And what we need to do, all we have to do is follow. Strength for the day is mine all the way, and all I need for the morrow. My Lord knows a way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. This is not only a message for those that are not the sheep of the shepherd. This is also a message for the sheep.
Amen. Yeah.
You and I need a talking to at times.
Yes.
Through this word. Matthew 6 and 34 tells us that take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. Someone wrote this, tomorrow is God's secret, but today is yours to live.
Amen.
Yesterday is with God. But know what we do. We're always fearing the morrow. We're only told to live for the day. F.B. Meyer tells us, the Oriental shepherd was always ahead of his sheep. He was down in the front. And any attack upon his sheep, they had to take him into account first. But the higher he bolted. The same as these false boys that were the doctrine and all other things. Strangers. F.B. Meyer says, now the Lord is down in the front and he is in the tomorrows. It is at the tomorrows, he says, that men are filled with dread. Always something in our minds about the morrow. What's going to happen in the morrow?
Yeah.
The end of the day doesn't come, so it doesn't. And all the tomorrows of our life are past, has to pass him. They have to go by the Good Shepherd before they get to us. What do we worry about? Job says, I know the way that I take. And I'm going to finish here this morning by singing by the words from Psalm 90. It's a prayer of Moses, the man of God. In verse 4 he says, for 1,000 years in the sight are but as yesterday, and when it is past is as a watch in the night. I was talking to my sister the other night there, and we're all sitting talking from when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've done it yourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm nearly 2 years off of 80. The boys here are 80 years of age.
Yeah.
And they can go back away back to when they were kids.
Yeah.
How long has it felt?
Oh, yeah.
Like yesterday. It's only like a watch in the night. And before it, when you're a young person, before you know it, you'll be 75 or 78 or 80. If the Lord is good to you and takes you that length. In verse 9 of Psalm 90, it says this, for all our days are passed away in wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. We're only here for a short time. As our brother said the other night, we're only pilgrims. We're not digging foundations. We're only here for a short time. And what are we here to do? To tell of him. To tell of him. The Lord said to the disciples in Luke 10, heareth you, heareth me. He that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. That's why we're here. To see a family saved.
Yes.
To tell of the word of God. To show the light that's in us.
Yes, God.
What we used to be and what we are now.
Amen.
Verse 10 of Psalm 90. In the days of our years are there 70. And if it be any reason of strength, there be 80 years. Yet is there strength, labour, and sorrow. For it's soon cut away.
fly away. Where do we fly away to? Verse 11, who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fears, so is thy wrath. Moses knew what he was talking about, didn't he? In verse 12 he says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Are we numbering our days? I can tell you we're not. We're away next year. We've no thought for what God's word tells us. I never heard somebody making arrangements and then they're saying, the Lord willing. No, brothers and sisters, there's a lesson for his sheep here this morning as well. So we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. What is truth? Truth is the word of God. Everyone that heareth his voice, hears my voice, you can believe. Not strangers, not thieves, not robbers, not hirelings, but the good shepherd. The shepherd of the sheep. What does it say? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of thy salvation. Now, not tomorrow. No. Next week? No. Next year? No. You might be around. Now, if you're listening, now is the accepted time. We're not here to con you. We're here to tell you the word of God. If you don't like it, too bad. God is speaking to you. Count your days, not your years. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word this morning. Sam, will you come up and meet the Lord? Amen. Give thanks.
Thank you, Lord, for thy word this morning. Thy word is truth.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, thou art the good shepherd, and the good shepherd taketh care of his sheep. Thank you, Lord, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes. We thank you, Lord, that they just have to call and they're instantly saved. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, that whom the Father calls and gives to thee, thou can never lose.
Yes.
We thank thee, Father, for the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We give thee all the praise and all the glory in his name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.